Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I don't know anything about this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a couple minutes after 5, if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams 24-7 for your ear holes, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the funnest place in the whole goddamn freaking universe, crabdiving.com, diving.com. crabdiving.com.
Fuck you, boy.
However you receive us, we appreciate the crap out of it. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and there's a goddamn fucking Nazi in the fucking White House. What do you think about that
A couple.
Oh, yes. Aren't there maybe? Probably more. Who knows?
I mean, we have one definite, we think, who describes himself as alt-right. And yes. Although over the weekend he said he's not a white nationalist, he's just a nationalist.
Oh, fuck you, Steve Bannon.
Yeah, we're talking about the bloated, bloviating Steve Bannon.
Why don't you just go on Breitbart for a little evidence?
He is.
And just see what shows, what articles he's put up there. Okay. I mean, my God.
Yeah, just for laughs, here it is, about 2.05 p.m. here Pacific time on Monday, November 21st.
Yeah.
And let's see what Breitbart has just for laughs as their headlines. I'm sure it's something.
They probably cleaned it up a little. I bet it's not so racisty.
Oh, you mean racist? You mean like Eric Bolling? We'll get to that in a minute. There's a.
What's that fuck stick up to?
We'll get to that story in a minute. The headline says Democrat disarray. We're going to cease being a national party.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think they're worried about the Dems. Some Democrats are worried about the party having a rift like the Republican Party is having, but over at the
Democrats.
Over at Democrats think it's going to happen to them, which is what is happening to the Republicans, of a split in the party between the more radical elements and the more liberal elements and the, you know, your Blue Dog Democrats and establishment Democrats and shit like that. So I guess Tim Ryan, who is this representative from Ohio, who says he loves Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
But he's going to run against her for minority leader in the House.
Yeah.
Because he said, quote, "I'm pulling the fire alarm because the house is burning down." Basically, he's like, we got to listen to the Bernie side.
Yeah.
Of the Democratic Party, that populist message. And that will bring back the angry white people, the angry white working class people, because if racism were their number one issue, they wouldn't have voted for Obama twice.
That's true.
And I'm not saying it wasn't frosting on the cake, really white frosting on the cake for them.
Are you saying it was a bonus? They're
but
like, and this guy's a white nationalist. Ooh, yes. Right. Let me pull this lever.
But I think there's a lot of those people who they just bought into Trump's bullshit that he's going to somehow wave his tiny little orange fingers and magically all these jobs are going to appear.
I mean, yeah, Well, listen, whatever the Dems want to do to get the fucking Nazis out of the White House, I'm all for whatever. I mean, because here we are. It's different. You know, I feel like it's different than it was before the election. Before the election, I was listening. I remember Hillary's speech at the DNC, and I was like, wow, I love it. I love the direction our party is going in. Now I don't care. I just want the Nazis out of the fucking White House. That's all that matters. How depressing.
How sneaky they are, infecting us with a horrible, disgusting cancer.
Yes.
So that they can sneak a penis enlargement on us or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that means. I don't know. I'm just trying to.
I just think, listen, I know we're all to blame for Trump being elected. And as a white person, I embrace it. That's kind of our fault. It is. But damn, this fucking media, man. I just think about all the softballing and the fucking warm blowjobs Trump got from MSNBC of all fucking networks.
Well, you know, I have that story too. You know, tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen. At Crab Diving, one word. If you're listening live, you can tweet us during the show. We keep our eye holes peeled on that, and we may respondeth to thee.
Towards us.
But anyway, tweet us any time of the day. We love getting twiddled. Join us on our Facebook page in the warm, fuzzy embrace of like-minded angry liberals.
That's right. Our Facebook is huge, by
the way. Huge, baby. We I hate to call it as an official threshold.
Yes.
Because when you're as immensely popular as we are.
Oh, my God.
You tend to, as your likes go up,
yes,
you'll get like 50 likes a day and 5 unlikes a day.
Oh, really?
But a lot of that is people who just like and then,
oh, right.
Or it's,
or maybe they're dickheads.
Well, there's also the pages that like you desperate for a like back.
It's that
we're raising our own profile just by random likes, and then they hope you'll like them back. And then
Facebook.
Then they ditch you later.
Right.
We just passed 11,000, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
11,000 Facebook friends on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Like us.
They're like 1102.
Bitches.
I assume by the end of the, I usually call it by the end of the day. So usually at the end of the day, I think we'll be probably like, you know, 1120, 11,020 or
something.
That's
right.
But I don't want to, you know, blow my wad and say,
oh, yeah,
11,000, and put out a meme, and then it turns out to be 10,998 and some asshole.
Lay down some plastic.
One of our warm, loving liberals will be happy to point that out to us.
All right.
You're not at 11,000 yet.
Yeah, fuck you.
Even though we like you.
Right, right.
So let's see what's going on this lovely Monday, the 21st.
Hello.
Wait, is today a solstice or something like
Who
that?
Knows?
Is today the first day of winter?
I don't know.
November 21st. Why does that... It feels solstice-y to me. I feel
the
magical lines, the ley lines of the world are pulsing.
Give me a turkey.
I don't know what that means. I'm reading a fantasy book right now, so I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I should do it in British.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Dateline, November 21st, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
Los Angeles, California. These are your headlines.
Oh, yes.
I forgot the Los Angeles, California part.
Oh, okay. We're in Nazi Trump America. You know what I mean?
Wow. A little bit of tongue speak in there.
Please. Speaking in tongues, just a bunch of bullshit.
Over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post, where all the lefties hang out.
Sure.
There is a headline. Oh, I think we put this picture up at a different point on one of our Facebook stories on facebook.com. It's this creepy white nationalist guy who's got like these like evil blue eyes. He's white as fuck. And the headline says, "Hate with a new haircut."
Oh, nice.
Inside the...
What does that mean, a haircut?
Inside the Trump-loving white nationalist alt-right movement.
Oh, I see. Are they referring to Trump's quaff?
Richard Spencer. they're talking about is this alt-right leader guy. He's the guy whose picture I was referring to.
All right.
Hitler's wet dream.
Yes.
Blue eyes, not quite blonde hair, but I think Hitler would approve. The this guy is an actual, I think we talked about him before. He was the one who was crowing that he was thrilled that Trump was not only winning the Republican nomination, but was also, and now is a president. So, they're all running victory laps.
Yes.
And this story says, the alt-right is a hate movement and it's scarier than you think. Its leader, Richard Spencer, is no less skilled at manipulation than Donald Trump, it says over at the HuffPo. If you want to know why the unabashedly racist Nazi sympathizing alt-right movement is making a mark on the Trump administration and beyond, look no further than Tila Tequila and her white nationalist friend, Richard Spencer. That idiot. I mean, it's so sad. Tila Tequila. She was such a talent, wasn't she?
Oh, yes. I love all her
that it's gone
work.
To waste.
What was your favorite thing she did? Wasn't she on that Dr. Drew, I'm a celebrity, addicted to drugs, exploit me for ad dollars, get me out of here, whatever the fuck that is. Who gives a fuck about Tila Tequila? By the way, I posted about her on her. That story's coming back on our Facebook page, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
There was a picture from the other night. In fact, I've got a follow-up to that story, too.
Crab diving follow-up.
A picture the other night about Tila Tequila apparently out with this dude and someone else, and they were they took a photo of themselves sig-heiling. The camera, all happened. She tweeted a photo with the caption, Sieg Heil, and she spelled Sieg wrong. It's S-I-E-G, and she spelled it S-E-I-G.
Why wouldn't you Google it, Tila? I mean, I know you have an iPhone, and you could just look it up.
Yeah, if you're going to be a scum-sucking, vile neo-Nazi, at least know how to fucking spell your shit.
She's disgusting. What a disgusting, vile piece of shit she is.
It says in one of the more bizarre and scary things to transpire in an already bizarre and scary political season, Tequila, they use her last name. It sounds so ridiculous. Tequila, social media presence, former TV host and current porn star, attended a conference of white nationalists in Washington this weekend.
Wow.
On the surface, it was odd that the Vietnamese American born, Tien Tan Ti Nguyen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to spell it. Was there.
Right.
Yet her presence squared perfectly with Spencer's political and messaging strategy and that of his National Policy Institute. See, that sounds like normal and shit.
Yeah, it's not.
It's a neo-Nazi white nationalist group.
NPI.
He says the alt-right is willing to work with allies of color.
What the fuck? How does that? Fuck this.
It says in the HuffPo, this guy
Spencer
views most non-white races as genetically inferior.
Fuck you.
Has a deep mistrust of Jewish people.
Eat a dick.
And associates with neo-Nazis.
Suck a cock.
He wants to see Europeans
and
people of European descent protected from other races through state-sponsored segregation.
Oh, okay. Great. They're Nazis.
But what they talk about, the story here talks about, is how great he is at marketing. And they say deftly packages his hate speech that is now, he's done it so well, and now he is the informal head of the self-styled alt-right.
What does Spencer do for Trump? I'm sorry, I forgot.
I don't know if he's actually doing anything for
for
Trump. He's just really thrilled about the way things are going.
He's elated. I saw Tila Tequila tweeted out. She was like, I'm on my plane on the way to the NPI or so many white people here. Maybe they're attending or something.
Oh, brother.
That's so stupid.
She's out of her mind. Doesn't she think there's like space aliens and shit?
Yes.
Like she's hauled away certifiably batshit crazy.
I mean, she used to go on Twitter rants that were, delusional, like worse than Mariah Carey shit.
The He is just, I don't know. It just goes on. It's a whole thing about him. It's expose and a little biography of this Richard Spencer dude. They say it's scary. He's a well-spoken graduate of the University of Virginia. He insists that he is not in contact with Trump or his transition team, but he says he is impressed,
yes,
by the administration figures like Steve Bannon and Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions.
Can I tell you something, man? And you know what I'm over? I am over the Klan, the KKK, other white supremacist groups being impressed with Trump. I'm so tired of it already. I miss Obama, even though he's not gone yet. I miss Obama. I don't ever remember the Klan saying, geez, I'm so impressed with Obama this week. Do you?
Yeah, right.
God, this sucks, dude. This is embarrassing.
They had this gathering in Washington. It says that he had this press conference and he kicked the media out, but somebody from the New York Times snuck in.
Okay.
And said,
iffy.
They observed the crowd and some panelists later breaking into a chant of Heil the People, Heil Victory.
Okay.
And they were doing the Nazi salute.
Okay. Listen, I know there are liberals out there and there are moderates, and you guys don't want to sound like extremist nutballs by saying things like the White House is in control of white supremacists and Nazis and stuff like that. But guess what? It is. And it's right. We have to be insane about this now. There's a fucking Nazi in the fucking White House. It's making me nuts. Yeah.
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
And she, by the way, she's talking to white people. She's talking to white voters.
Gassy, we
fucked it up. Ooh. And fuck Pat Robertson, too. Gassy, who gives
balls.
A fuck about him? You little Skeksis fuckstick.
So that's your headline over at the HuffPo about the alt-right movement that is throwing away their Viagra and Cialis prescriptions in droves because they don't need them no more because they're all their hatred seems to be able to be out in the open.
Do you think people that voted for Trump are racists and misogynists? I'm beginning to get
there.
Well,
but again, not necessarily, but it ain't a deal breaker for them. So
they're on the spectrum.
Right. You're right. They're on the alt-right spectrum and racist spectrum. I think there
disgusting.
Are people who think they're not.
Yeah. Wake up, dummies.
And they may not have liked some of the shit Trump was saying, but ultimately their own self-interests were all they really kind of care about, and they hear that he's gonna reopen the coal mine. And
right, imagine, dude, if you couldn't bring yourself to vote for Hillary Clinton because of an email scandal that was blown way out of proportion by the right, and been in this bullshit about Benghazi, which was investigated, there's nothing there, nothing criminal on her part. And you're like, oh, Trump is less corrupt.
Some of these people, if you go over to Breitbart and read some of the comments, they think the Benghazi panel is open for business again.
Oh, yes. Why not?
Now that Trump's in charge, they're going to finally nail her tits to the wall.
And just think about it.
What
kind of voice are we supposed to have? I mean, think of his reaction to the Hamilton thing. To his reaction to Saturday Night Live.
Right.
I'm talking about
Trump.
We haven't
even talked about that yet. Over the weekend, Friday night maybe or something like that, Vice President
Pence-elect
and Uber Christo Dominionist Dickwad.
Oh, God.
Mike Pence.
He's
decided
vile.
To attend a multicultural version of the Founding Fathers.
Why?
Hamilton.
Why?
With, like, hip-hop music and rap music. Oh, because it's the thing to do in New York.
Yeah.
You know, it's big special. Look at me.
But you know, the funny thing about that, how many gay people are in that cast? Plenty.
Well, the guy read the message to him. Well, anyway, so they watch. He was soundly booed.
Good.
When he entered. And then at the end, the cast, as everyone was filtering out, the cast said, could you wait 1 second, Mr. Vice President? And the lead dude, not Manuel Lin.
I know him not.
Not him.
Manuel?
The guy who is in charge, who
I don't know.
Wrote it and everything.
It's, I don't know
he's
who
not
wrote it.
Miranda? Anyway.
No clue.
He's not in it right now anymore.
Yes.
But the new lead is a, I believe is an African-American gentleman who is Lin-Manuel Miranda is the guy I'm thinking of.
He wrote it?
Wrote it, starred in it until recently. But now that his replacement on Broadway was reading this prepared statement to Pence, and he's a black guy who's HIV positive in real life.
Right.
And
well, I mean, not in the play. I don't think they had AIDS back then.
And I find it hard to believe that they would have been listening to a black man say anything to them.
Right, that's true.
I have an idea.
Shut up.
Yeah. Up yours. Good morning, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't it a beautiful day?
That's Blazing Saddles, Mel Brooks.
So, our whiny little baby man in chief, to be, commander in chief, tweeted out in response through a little, because, you know, this is what we want our president to be doing.
Twitter.
Not worrying about the transition team or anything. He's got to make sure that he tweets out.
He's twatting.
Poisonous screeds out to under 140 characters.
Oh, God.
To a bunch of Broadway actors.
Yes.
So he tweeted out, our wonderful future VP, Mike Pence, was harassed last night at the theater by the cast of Hamilton. Cameras blazing. This should not happen.
Yeah, right. Hey, on some level, I agree with Trump. None of it should have happened.
Yeah, right.
It would have been great had it not happened at all.
There was a great tweet over the weekend. We agree. We want to make America great again, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, totally.
Then Trump followed up that tweet with, the theater must always be a safe and special place. When has that asshole given one shit droplet about...
Never.
The theater.
Never.
The sanctity and safety of the theater.
Not fucking once.
Donald Trump. Not what a fucking liar.
Once.
Didn't he try to... He invested... Didn't we read that he invested in a Broadway play and lost, of course.
It went tits up.
It failed and he lost all his money.
Right.
The theater must always be a safe and special place. The cast of Hamilton was very rude last night to a very good man, Mike Pence. Apologize with an exclamation.
Apologize.
So here's the future president of the United States, president-elect Donald Trump, said is commanding the cast to apologize. Now, Pence.
Yes.
As much as I don't like him.
Right.
Did at least come out on the right side of reacting to this. He said that he was not offended by it. When he walked in, he said, well, you know, there were a couple of boos, but there were some applause. There were cheers too. And he said, this is part, you know, is bullshit.
No, it's all bullshit.
I turned to my kids and I said, listen, isn't that wonderful? That's the sound of democracy. Boo!
Right.
Boo! Fuck you, Pence.
Yeah. You're homophobic, racist fucking kids.
That's the sound of democracy, children. Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's exactly what he said.
By the way, Pence wants to make it so if you're producing that Broadway play, you don't have to hire anyone gay if you don't want to.
Because they're gay.
Yes.
Right.
Good
luck with casting Broadway.
Right. To me, it's...
Go nuts, man.
This is all... Trump's response is so insane. A safe place. We don't... That's where we want our politics. Actually, your politics should start. Movement should start from places like the theater and artists.
And it trickles up
to our leaders.
A lot of us are rallying now and saying, okay, that's it. Start... playwrights, sharpen thy pencils and let's get going. Let's start showing these assholes with some real subversive live theater
that criticizes
the powers that be can be like.
A little less Beauty and the Beast, a little more of this shit.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. No more Disney cartoons put on the stage, please. Can we not have that? Ugh.
And I can't imagine the whitest man in America, Uber Christian Loon,
yeah,
sitting there enjoying the hip hop music.
Fuck no.
Of Hamilton and rapping. He's probably like,
well, maybe he liked it.
Oh, dear God. They made Patrick Henry a Negro. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, the fucked up thing is he probably did enjoy it. He probably did enjoy
maybe
it.
He did.
And it never.
He said he did.
I wonder if it crossed his mind that there are probably gay people in that cast and his legislation, how he governs, excludes them. He doesn't see those people as human beings.
Right.
That sucks. That's insane.
Right.
It's an amazing amount of detachment.
And they can't get married.
Yeah. God.
And you should be able to strap him down and electroshock the homo out of him.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, yeah. God, he's a dickhead.
And then Donald, that was at, God, that was like 3 a.m., New York time.
Right.
And then the next morning, he tweeted.
Twatted?
He still wasn't over it.
Oh, my God.
The cast and producers of Hamilton, which I hear is highly overrated.
Oh, my God. My fucking God.
This is like a stereotype. This is, again, he's doing Alec Baldwin doing him.
Right.
Which I hear is highly overrated. Should immediately apologize to Mike Pence for their terrible behavior. Fuck you, you piece of shit.
Fuck
you
off.
Orange, weak-willed, thin-skinned, little dangling tit-dingle.
Hey, tit-dingle. Hey, tit-dingle, let me ask you something. The play you produced on Broadway, how many weeks did it run? How many weeks in advance is this fucking show so shelled out? Like, tons, right?
Well, and that's the funny part of the butthurt hordes on Twitter trending boycott Hamilton.
Oh, fuck you. You can't.
Well, that's it.
It's impossible.
Twitter was mostly boycott Hamilton was trending because it was people like us making fun of it, saying it's sold out for the next 2 years, you morons. Mm-hmm. And
so stupid.
Also, people like us pointing out that you idiots aren't going to go see Hamilton.
No.
You're not going to go see a multicultural hip-hop musical.
You'll be at Beauty and the Beast. You'll be at Grease.
Right. So that's a big hand fail. Right after their Starbucks, their brilliant Starbucks protest, which we talked about on Friday's Faithless Friday edition of the Crab Diving Podcast, available on iTunes, on Stitcher, and at crabdiving.com.
For our atheists.
I don't know why I went to Morning Zoo.
Right. I thought you sounded like kind of like a strip club DJ.
Oh, well.
Sapphire.
I haven't. They have people talk?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right?
The announcer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Get your dollar bills together for Diamond.
I haven't been to a strip club in a
for
while.
Tiffany Trump.
I just think they're kind of silly.
Yes.
I guess if I had more money to throw away, I'd be willing to make it rain on some bitches.
Yeah.
But and then he tweeted, Donald Trump tweeted this, yesterday morning with the announcement that Chuck Schumer is probably going to be the
Chucky
minority leader in the Senate.
Right.
The Democratic.
What a nice, safe, boring fucking choice.
Replacement for Harry Reid, Hurricane Harry. But Chuck Schumer and Donald Trump are old buds. They know
great.
Each other. Well, maybe. I mean, maybe Schumer will get him to. Maybe some of these people will be able to moderate him. I don't know. He's got Steve Bannon as the evil devil literally poised on his ear.
I mean, I sort of think having hope and seeing this as a glass half full kind of thing, or not even that. I don't mean that, but like holding out any kind of hope that Trump is going to do the right thing.
Well, I think we should obviously gird loins and
I don't think
resist and organize an attack now, but politically, but
he's got a Nazi,
you know, there's
Steve Bannon's a Nazi.
Hope.
There's no hope. I'm telling you, there's no
but
hope
then he
for
put
Trump.
In, but then he put in Reince Priebus.
It doesn't matter. He's a piece of shit, too. I mean, listen.
Well, but he's a normal piece of shit who'll probably allow the Republic to stand.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably won't fascist it up.
Right.
And probably no FEMA camps for screaming liberal podcasters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. I mean,
I think that's his fucked up governing style. I think, and the way he runs his company, that he puts two people in charge that hate each other.
What do you think Trump wants? I mean, ultimately, like,
I think he's done. I think he wants his face on Rushmore now. He made president. And now he wants everybody to love him. He's losing his tiny little mind.
Yeah. I'm just wondering why. Yeah, that makes sense.
Hence the tweets. He's not tweeting about Mike Pence. He doesn't give a fuck about Mike Pence. His feelings were hurted at that play. He's pissed because America isn't rolling over and pouring their love juices on him.
I mean, because if he doesn't want to give the alt-right whatever they want, who knows what the fuck they want? They're stupid and ignorant.
They know what they want. Launch all the brown people out here or segregate them.
Yeah. But it's just weird. I don't know. I just don't get it, what he wants out of this. I think maybe if we can figure that out, we can stop him.
He wants to be loved.
But I guess. That's so fucked up. I mean, it's just the most... I mean, if you took, he is the most, he's got to be one of the most fucked up dudes to ever be president. You know, he's such a narcissist and he's so like, I don't know. What is it? What is the word?
I hear Polk was quite a cut up.
Fearful. He has so much fear. Polk. Yeah. Look how far you have to go back. You have to go back to people that own people. I mean, what the fuck?
And at the expense of humor, I'm disparaging the memory of Polk. I don't know anything. Right. I don't know fucking anything about Polk.
We just need, I just feel like we need fellow libs to get to the place where we're at.
What do you mean?
Bannon's a Nazi. Fucking Trump is hateful little cunt. Yeah, but this Chuck Schumer thing, I mean, do the Dems have any illusion that they're going to try to work with this guy? Or do they even have a choice? They don't have the House or the Senate, so they just sit there.
Well, yeah.
God.
And there's a fundamental difference between Republicans and Democrats right now. And President Obama even said, I think it might have been yesterday, Barack Hussein Obama, said that he doesn't want Chuck Schumer and the Democrats to do what Harry Reid did and just say from the first moment that we're just going to obstruct everything and we're not going to do anything that might help the country.
Right. I imagine Trump, I mean, we can figure what...
But Obama doesn't want them doing it.
Yeah. God.
He wants to be better than them.
Yeah.
And if it's something that will actually help the country that is bipartisan...
Right.
Obama says, let's do it. He doesn't want to be Harry Reid.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, he doesn't want to be Mitch the Bitch McConnell.
Right.
He doesn't want to obstruct. He used his McConnell's name specifically overseas. He said, I would hope that the Democrats don't do what Mitch McConnell did to the country, basically.
Well, that would be fine.
And grow right into obstruction mode at all costs.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, it's a sort of a different, it's kind of a different thing. I mean, you know, what Mitch the Bitch did was obstructing a good man trying to rule the country.
Well, and even normal stuff just to keep the fucking country running. That was universally always bipartisan rubber stamp.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. We need this one. We'll keep that one going. But these ones were like, no, we're not even going to approve that.
Yeah.
Because it's got brown fingerprints on it.
Well, what do we do when we have legislation that has Nazi fingerprints on it?
But
that's a different kind of state.
But Obama's saying if it's a bipartisan, if it's something that we actually will help.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
We'll say, hey, for the good of the country and for the good of the people, we're going to do this. But that's only going to make the Republicans look better.
Right.
Because then they're going to be like, oh, look, we passed comprehensive immigration reform. Not that that one's going to happen.
My God.
But, that's the thing that we're concerned about is that with getting the message out, is that all of a sudden they're going to remove the giant butt plug of the nation, and then they're going to claim victory as to why you feel so good that we've finally voided.
The country is in survival mode for the next 4 years.
Mm, yeah.
That's
hopefully
it.
Only four.
That's it. Nothing. It's not like we don't want anything bad to happen. It's like we want something, nothing really bad to happen. Wow. How depressing.
So the headline over the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
It says, Trump slams media elite face to face.
What does that mean?
It's a New York Post article. It says, Donald Trump's media summit was a, quote, fucking firing squad. Said President-elect Donald Trump exploded at media bigs in an off-the-record Trump Tower powwow.
I'm going to need a towel down.
Trump started with Jeff Zucker, said, yes. I hate your network. Everyone at CNN is a liar. You should be ashamed.
I hate CNN, too. They should be ashamed. They humanized you, Trump.
Listen to this. This is a lunatic madman that we've elected as president. Trump said the meeting was a total disaster. TV execs and anchors went in there thinking they would be discussing the access they would get to the Trump administration. But instead, they got a Trump-style dressing down. A second source confirmed it. The meeting took place in a big boardroom. There were 30 or 40 people, including big news anchors from the network.
Oh, my God.
And Trump kept saying, we're in a room full of liars, the deceitful, dishonest media who got it all wrong. He addressed everyone in the room, calling the media dishonest, deceitful liars, called out Jeff Zucker by name, said everyone at CNN's a liar. CNN's a network of liars. He didn't say Katie Tour by name.
Okay.
But talked about an NBC female correspondent who got it wrong.
Yes. Fucking A.
Then he referred to a horrible network correspondent who cried when Hillary lost, who hosted a debate, which I think he means Martha Raddatz, who was also in the room.
Oh, my fucking God. Has he? I can't wait for him to download our podcast. Jeez. What country is this? Is this America? I'm sorry. Is it America?
They say somebody asked a question. How do you propose we the media work with you?
Yeah.
Chuck Todd asked some pretty pointed questions. David Muir asked, oh boy, wow, this is pointed. How are you going to cope living in D.C. while your family's in New York?
Who cares? Who gives a shit?
They say it was a horrible meeting.
Oh yeah, swimmingly. That's how they'll cope. Do you think his family...
It was off the record, meaning the participants agree not to talk about the substance of the conversations.
What the fuck? Did Obama do this? Did he have a meeting with network heads and personalities? Telling them how to report and what to fucking say?
God.
That is terrifying, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if the media rolls over, then you're going to have to rely on us.
Hey, what?
On independent media up and down the spectrum to have any sense of what's real and what isn't, because they've been disseminating falsehoods already.
What did that little pussy fuck ask about his family? How's he going to deal with being away from his family?
David Muir.
Trump's family hates him. I can guarantee you.
Well, yeah, that's they saw love that, it. that Melania and Barron won't be moving into the White House.
Jimmy Fallon.
In January.
Jimmy Fallon, this is what's wrong with you. And this is why you're kind of a piece of shit for what you did, humanizing that fucknut. This is why what you did was bad. I mean, fucking A.
I guess Melania, like I said, Melania and Barron won't be moving into the White House.
I will not move into that shithole. It's tacky.
I think she wants... Barron goes to some $50,000 a year fancy school.
Ooh.
And they don't want to yank him out of school.
Yank. He doesn't want to go, probably. Don't make me go. He wants to stay in boarding school.
she probably hates Donald.
Oh, fucking hates him.
After all this shit came out and you mean to tell me, oh, I'm okay with it. They are all liars. Oh, they force him to say that. That evil Billy Bush, he tricked my husband into saying pussy.
How do you think it was around the dinner table when the story came out about Donald possibly raping a 13-year-old that he allegedly tied to a bed and beat up some shit like that? Does that bother Melania or no? Just fucking another day in paradise for her. Who knows?
And then the orange shitler himself is even saying that he's going to split his time between New York and... Washington.
Stay in New York, please.
Well, that fucks with New York. They asked de Blasio last week, well, what are you going to do about the traffic? You can't just allow Trump Tower to be just open like it is if that's going to be where the president of the United States is be hanging.
Right.
And even his kid and his wife.
Yeah.
So there's going to have to be increased Secret Service there, regardless if he's there or not, if she's there and the little crotch spawn is there.
Can you imagine? You're elected president. I said this last week. Hey, you don't want to live in the White House. Then don't run for president, dickhead. I mean, that's part of it. Right?
Right.
I would want to live in the White House. That would be the one cool thing about being president. Living in the White House. My God, you got a chef there. In the middle of the night, you could be like, hey, I want a fucking pot roast. Right. And they got to bring you one.
The fuck Howard Stern. NRA says Stern wants guns to be able to cross state lines.
Oh yeah. Stern's a big gun guy, loves guns, don't like gun control and shit like that. He's kind of fucked up on that, if you ask me.
Cheers to Embrace Madness on the Twitter, who's been tweeting us today. Join us tweet. Also tweeted us about which I saw, there was a earthquake.
Oh, yes.
Near Fukushima again.
Okay.
7.3, and there's a tsunami warning.
Oh, no.
For the Pacific Northwest right now.
Wait, that's not us.
That's not us. there you go. A couple of earthquakes. There was a big one down in New Zealand. There was another one in Argentina.
Bring it.
Makes me love living here in Los Angeles because every time the bell rings somewhere else, on the planet, it always makes me think that it loosens something up over on this section.
Oh, yes. Is that true? Is that a scientific fact?
I don't know. I would think it would, if they're close, it is. Like if...
Oh, shit.
A fault near San Gabriel went... If something happened there, it would affect the San Andreas. But,
yeah,
you know, halfway around the world, I don't know if it's... I don't know. Who knows?
God, if Los Angeles is sucked into a crevasse... Where are all those summer blockbusters? Where are all the Bruce Willis movies going to come from? What are we going to do about that?
India's got a pretty big movie machine going on right now.
Bollywood.
Maggiano's Little Italy restaurant in Washington, D.C.
We
spoke of this earlier.
It's a big, gross chain, isn't it?
You guys didn't know we spoke of it because it was the place where Tila Tequila and her white nationalist diaper stains were hanging out.
They hosted Maggiano's.
Took this, their little white nationalist organization group meeting, and where they took that picture going Sieg Heil, spelled wrong, on her on her Instagram and on her Twitter.
That didn't, you know, it's hard for me to believe that on Tila Tequila, that racist asshole's Twitter, that doesn't autocomplete. She's never typed Sieg Heil to anybody before. She
probably typed it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Over the weekend, protests broke out at the Maggiano's Little Italy location in Friendship Heights in the D.C. area after celebratory images of white supremacists dining at the restaurant began appearing at social media on social medias.
Maggiano's, I got to tell you, and I'm sorry, I don't know if they knew that they were hosting the big KKK meeting or whatever.
Well, that's the story. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say it. Kind of trashy.
They didn't
know. Okay.
It's kind of like a half step up from Olive Garden.
It's
right? Kind of
price points are a lot higher, I believe. I remember from Chicago, but it's, you know, whatever.
Even quality wise,
it's, I mean, fucking it's like, white people making fucking pasta. It's a bad imitation of Italy. That's what it fucking is. Here's some breadsticks,
and you can pretty much count on that. If a great little restaurant opens. When it turns into a national chain.
Oh, yes.
It ain't that great.
No, it sucks.
All the charm and goodness and the food is,
you know,
corporately industrialized out of it.
I'm going to interrupt you for a second. I'm so sorry. But you brought up Olive Garden, and this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But did you know that you can buy somebody like an infinite pasta pass for Olive Garden? They sell these things where it's like for 9 weeks. You bring this card into Olive Garden, and they have to give you as much pasta as you can sit at a table and order pasta until you fucking kill yourself.
Death by fettuccine Alfredo.
Isn't that fucked up?
So there were people protesting outside after these pictures surfaced, and after Tila outed the restaurant that they were hosting these shit stains, and the Daily Beast described the National Policy Institute as a quote think tank for white supremacists.
A think tank, like, well, what do they think about? Like, just probably just ways to lobby and to push like anti-gay, anti-minority bullshit through Washington, stuff like that.
Yeah, probably, I guess.
Or maybe they're thinking of like board games and video games that incorporates racism. I don't know. My think tank.
Maggiano's Little Italy has now issued an apology for allowing the event to take place. On Friday night, this is quoting from the statement released, Maggiano's in Friendship Heights was the inadvertent site of a protest that caused us to close our restaurant to protect the safety of our teammates and guests. Capitalize. You know, that's the official
corporate speak.
You're not a wage slave. You're a teammate.
Oh my God. Bend over.
Quote, the protesters were upset because of a banquet we were hosting for a group called the National Policy Institute. This was a last minute booking made Friday afternoon, and the reservation was made under a different name.
Right.
Therefore, we were not aware that NPI, the white nationalist, was dining with us or what the group represents.
Okay.
We want to and sincerely apologize to the community of Friendship Heights for inadvertently hosting this meeting, which resulted in hateful sentiment.
Hey, great. That's all. Hey, they're saying all the right things.
We would like you to know that at the suggestion of one of our guests, we are donating the profits from the restaurant sales on Friday to the DC office of the Anti-Defamation League.
Bam! I love it. Hey, you know, actually, yeah, hey, Tila Tequila and your little hate group, meet more often at Maggiano's.
$10,000
We'll use that money that you give that restaurant to fucking drive you from this planet.
God. Well, Maggiano's needs to make a little money.
Yeah, they're fine. Please.
So they're donating $10,000 from Friday, which is their profits from the restaurant.
Imagine the profits of markup. They make pasta, dude.
Well,
so cheap.
I'm sure they pay their employees so much, though.
Oh, yes.
And full benefits and all that. Right?
Oh, right. Absolutely.
I'm sure as a waitress at Maggiano's, you get postnatal leave. And
God, dude, can you imagine if you're... I had a friend that worked banquets at a Maggiano's, and shit, man, imagine if you're like, I don't know, you're serving hors d'oeuvres at this party, and you probably don't notice. You work your ass off. You're there all the time. You're passing hors d'oeuvres, and slowly you notice, like, why is everyone putting a hand into the air?
Why is Tila Tequila waving?
Right. Why is Tila Tequila in a white hood? More like, what the fuck is Tila Tequila doing here?
With the guys in the white hood,
Jesus Christ. What is she doing there? She's white.
An asshole.
But I mean, It's just bizarre.
Giant puckered asshole. There's just no getting around it. And she's mentally ill. I mean, she's literally mentally ill. Not like usual mental illness.
Special.
This one's been 5150.
But why?
More than once, I believe.
How is she even accepted by these NPI guys? Because she's a famous celeb and they can't be picky? Because she's not white.
Oh, sure. If a brown person came up to you as a white nationalist was like, I agree with you, you'd wave him around.
Yeah, but
you'd Ben Carson him.
I guess.
Hey, look, it's our black friend. That's acceptable.
But I guess it speaks to the oddness of their existence anyway, because by definition, Tila Tequila is a threat to their whiteness. Right? Because say at Maggiano's.
Well, but they claim.
Right.
They don't want to kill all the non-whiteies. They just don't want any waste mixing going on.
And they don't want them on the planet.
Well, you know, right now they can only segregate them on the planet. I'm sure when we get to interstellar travel, they'll be more than happy to ship them off to some other planet.
Is there hypocrisy in the all-right movement?
What? Of course.
I mean, so I guess they'll make an exception for a Tila Tequila because she's attractive and a celebrity and rich.
That all right guy, that Spencer dude said that
Spencer.
They accept people of color that are sympathizers.
Right. We accept people of color, even though we see them as a very threat to our existence.
Mm-hmm.
God, fuck them.
What else is going on here? There was so that's going. What's going on over the Drudge Report? Blah 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 blah.
Right.
There's polling, some polls that came out. Although, you know, they did so well before the election.
Oh, yeah.
More and more people, though, are starting to say, wait, we should start looking at some of these numbers.
You know what people are also saying? They're saying because the polls were so wrong, I'm seeing people say, well, maybe we don't need to believe the media or Slate or HuffPo when they say things like Bannon's a Nazi or Trump's, an agent of the alt-right.
Right.
Like, you just can't win.
What they're doing now is now the shift is to from the alt-right to take over is to completely discredit not only the regular media, especially the liberal media. And every story on the mainstream sites where they still have comments, if they haven't wisely shut off comments, somebody painted a swastika, I don't know, somewhere in a park over the weekend. One of the million stories. You can't keep up with them.
Wrote
in German, "We are the Hitler Youth."
Okay.
And on that story,
Jesus
with pictures,
Christ.
Pictures of the swastikas and the spray paint and all that shit, the top 10 comments, which is the most upvoted, and this wasn't a batshit crazy site I was on. It was like CBS or something like that. Liberal false flag. Every single one said, you can't trust this media, and it's a liberal false flag. You know, it's some liberals spray painting the swastika.
Do you think that's part of the Russian social media gulags
the whole thing,
and shit
yeah.
like that?
The Damn. Whole thing. Disinformation. The sane people of the country would look at that and say, well,
that's
we don't
insane.
Want that happening.
Right.
And instead of pointing the finger orange way,
yes.
which is where the blame belongs, that these alt-right assholes are Jedi mind tricking these dummies and saying, oh, no, it's the left. It's false flag. It's the left. This isn't us doing it.
Yeah.
Good conservatives would not become Nazis.
God, I mean, you would think that, though. But you would think that. You know, I grew up around a lot of Republicans, and, you know, I think their ideas on society and shit is kind of fucked up. I think, you know, a lot of platforms in the Republican Party are fucked up. But I would never say, I mean, I wouldn't call them Nazis.
Right.
But these fucking guys are fucking Nazis, man.
Yeah, Nazi-esque.
Yeah. I mean, is that what we're seeing? I mean, it's a normalization, right?
Right.
You go on to someplace like CBS.com and you see all those fucking comments.
Chipping away.
Are we, as libs, all herded to like HuffPo and Slate and some of... And like the WAPO, the more liberal sites and news sources?
Well, they're just going to try to discredit them. I mean, I said a lot of the comments I was seeing, especially when I was like over on Breitbart and shit, but they were like, we can't wait till they change the libel laws and Trump can sue the HuffPo out of existence like Hulk Hogan did to Gawker.
With Peter Thiel, that dude from PayPal, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, it's a threat. Another threat.
I just fucking, I don't want to say it again. I just didn't see it coming. Fucking Obama was in office for two fucking terms.
Yeah.
A great progressive president.
The polling firm Target Smart. Came out with some information.
Information
that
the rest of the broadcast will be in French.
One of the things Donald Trump is looking to do,
fuck you,
is overturn, you know, pretty much every executive order that President Obama put into place helps people in any capacity. And one of those is that federal overtime rule requiring government employees and government contracted employees and businesses to pay time and a half to workers who make less than $47,000 a year if they work overtime.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they want to get rid of that shit, of course.
Why? I mean, why do they want to get rid of that? I mean, what's the spin?
Because
they're Nazis.
You're making the job creators pay too much money for the evil, sucking employees.
Just say it. Just say you want to bring back slavery. Why don't they just say that?
Yeah, they've kind of got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wage slavery, low wage slavery. Sure. And tax breaks and all that shit. So this, the CEO of this polling firm tweeted out that Trump GOP members of Congress can't wait to rob working Americans. Is this what they voted for? And that's the story about how they want to overturn the executive order giving this overtime. And so this guy did some maths and figured out, based on exit polling and everything, that 20 million, they're estimating, Trump voters will be losing their overtime because of this.
But they voted for this.
20 That's million Trump. So,
jeez.
Congratulations.
But why?
You're going to lose overtime.
Oh, my God. You guys hated Hillary Clinton so much. You're foregoing overtime. That's how much they hated her. Yeah. I don't know. Listen, I don't know how the Democrats win these guys back. I don't know.
The middle class angry white people, you're saying?
Yeah, because what they vote for defies logic. They voted against their own best interest, against what would be in their wallet.
Well, they were fleeced by
it's
a con
so
man.
So fucking bizarre.
Backed up by billions of dollars of right-wing media and Russia and the FBI.
It's so disgusting. You know, Trump never said in any of those rallies, listen, guys, you're going to love me. I'm going to get rid of your overtime and it's going to be fabulous. He never said that.
He said, I'm going to roll back all those evil, tyrannical proclaimments from the black guy. I mean, from President Obama.
Do you think that these lunatics feel that because Obama gave them overtime pay or whatever, that's like black dollars, that it's money from a
no,
black
they just
person
want,
or
they just, well, that's I a bonus. Know. That's equally makes it worse, but they don't want to pay people anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, of course
they want to pay zero wages. If they could,
we got to invent robots. Then robots could work and we wouldn't have to pay them. And these idiots, this middle class could just die out, starve themselves. Literally.
Well, how about if we have robots doing everything and from all the fruits of the robots' labor, we pass all that capital on down to the poor people so there's no such thing as poor people anymore and people don't have to work.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean they don't have to work?
Oh, yeah. Then what are we going to do?
I really don't. I still can't. You know, is this that Puritan thing?
Yes.
Or mixed up with what is this? You will work till you die. Like you have to
comrade.
Work yourself to the bone. Of course, not them.
Oh, yeah.
Not the rich, privileged white people.
No, fuck
Eric
you.
Trump has never worked himself to the bone for 10 seconds in his cunting, privileged life.
And he wants security clearance. To do what? To sit in a meeting to meet the premier of who the fuck knows what? Do you think he wants to write legislation? Fuck no. And by the way, say Donald Trump passes that. What is that bill? The what do they call it? The infrastructure bill. Okay.
Bridges, building bridges and shit. And
do you think
roads?
He's read the bill or do you think he's going to read the bill? Do you
who,
think
Trump?
Yeah.
He's not going to read shit. Are you kidding me?
He's not going to get out a highlighter pen and say, listen, Eric.
Like Obama did. I mean, there were many times I saw pictures of, well, Obama is here's a picture of Obama who's done for the day.
Yes.
Done working for the day. And he's carrying like six binders going up to the personal off to the personal part,
yeah.
To his apartment.
Well, he's a
to
Democrat.
To sit there and read.
Yes.
And work on shit.
He's a fucking Democrat. You know what I heard about Bill Clinton?
Donald's going to be tweeting at CNN.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. He's going to get in a fight with what's his face with the beard, Wolf Blitzer. You know what I heard about Clinton when he was president? And yeah. He was a, you know, a little bit of a perv and did some shit here and there, but God damn it. They said he was tough to work for because he read shit all the time. And he was always giving things to his staff members to work on. He was giving feedback on shit.
Oh, well, there you go.
He was a hard ass.
Jimmy Carter was the same, right? He was a micromanager. That's one of the reasons they thought he was less effective, is that he was too distracted by trying to fix everything instead of putting people in charge that he trusted.
Would you be
Trump's the opposite?
Oh, yeah.
Trump doesn't want to know shit. Just is going to put people that sucked his cock during the primaries in that obviously qualifies Jeff Sessions to be attorney fucking general because he was the first one planting his lips on those penis wrinkles.
You know, you mentioned Jeff Sessions and you look at his white little pink scrunched up fucking face.
Little ferret like.
Yeah. Doesn't he look like a creep? Jeff Sessions. He kind of looks like a creep to me.
He looks like his name is Jefferson Beauregard Sessions the third. He looks, I mean, if you're going to go to central casting and say, I need somebody who's going to take a hood off.
Right.
In the middle of the scene.
Close inset eyes. Are his eyes too close together?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Brent.
By the way, listen to the Hollywood Hick every day on the sevens and at midnight.
Here
all about
network.
Entertainment.
Streaming
shit.
Also iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. It's a little after the top of the hour here.
Tip
in
top.
Los Angeles, if you're listening live, if you downloaded this as a podcast, thank you. Either way, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media,
right,
you can buy shit. If you're going to buy it on the Amazon, you know, it's sparkle season coming up. Oh, wait, there's going to be a law that says we have to call it Christmas, Trump said. So
Christmas is
coming up.
Are they going to bring back stonings?
The year of the Jesus, the season of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Self-crucifixions, they're going to bring that back.
And nothing says religiosity more than buying your dad a tie for Christmas. If you're going to buy that shit, go through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy there, we get a little nibble of taste, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here. And, you know, that's it.
We get paid before we get drug off to the fucking gulags.
Yeah, right.
God,
make our last days nice.
Yeah. He had a meeting. Trump had a meeting where he brought in all these network heads and yelled at them.
Yeah.
That is so fucking loony.
Apparently, yeah.
Isn't he busy? Isn't there... Doesn't he have jobs to fill in a stupid fucking racist administration? Doesn't he have to put some more Nazis to work?
Well, yeah, Mike Pence is working on that. And I think Trump probably only was like Steve Bannon is the one I want.
Yeah.
And after that,
I don't care. Steve Bannon's dreamy.
But only he knows who the winners are, Ryan. Tune in.
I love that he doesn't want us to get our politics from theater, but yet we're getting our politics from reality fucking television.
We got our president.
Oh, my God.
From reality fucking television.
What is wrong with us? We're mentally ill.
I've got a story here since we've been talking about this.
Yes.
I guess there's an upside, you know, if you want to do silver lining kind of thing.
Okay. The science fiction part of the
with
show.
With all the emboldened Nazi-esque-ness here in the United States. Well, now they've been reaching out to their counterparts in Europe, and now hate groups are networking and planning attacks.
What does that mean?
The alt-right, right-wing German hate groups.
That's so
scary. In Germany.
That is terrifying.
Are planning attacks with American counterparts who are emboldened by Trump.
Where's the silver lining that you're talking about?
Well, I mean, there's some...
Okay.
Some outreach between the countries.
Oh, God.
The head of Germany's domestic intelligence agency, according to Raw Story here.
Ooh, what do they call that? Is it? I know in England it's MI5, and in Russia it's the KGB. Do they have a cool name or anything like that?
Domestic intelligence.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. Like here, that would be the FBI.
Okay, right.
CIA is foreign intelligence.
Right.
And so MI5 and
MI6
are the two. I think MI6 is the foreign one, and that they never even acknowledged existed.
James Bond
until
is
recently,
MI6, right?
Yeah, until recently, where they finally, right. Like the government finally admitted. All right, yeah, well, you know, it's MI6. I might be getting the numbers wrong.
Okay,
I'm sure one of our friends across the pond will let us know.
Tweet us.
The head of Germany's domestic intelligence agency, which is unnamed here,
okay,
has warned that right-wing terrorists in his country are likely networking internationally.
Oh, great.
Including hate group members in the now emboldened, hate-tastic United States.
What's wrong with us?
Hans George or Georg Massen. How do you, is it German? Georg? Hans George? Hans, anyway, Mr. Massen or Herr Massen.
Okay.
Who leads, oh, come on.
Herr Massen.
Now I know what the name of the domestic intelligence agency is.
Yes.
And I'm about to try to say it.
Oh, awesome.
The Verfassungsschutz.
Verfassungsschutz.
Verfassungsschutz. Yes. S-C-H-U-T-Z. The Verfassungsschutz.com. So Herr Massen of the Verfassungsschutz.
Now, wait. Herr Massen is
the head of the Verfassungsschutz.
Is a good Schutz. Guy. Is a good guy, right?
Well, he's the head of Germany's domestic intelligence agency.
Okay.
He's the head of the German FBI.
Well, let's hope
so
he's
let's
good.
Put that oh, yeah. in perspective.
Right.
Nonetheless, he's anti-Nazi groups.
Okay.
They're pretty sensitive about that over there still.
Good for you, Herr Massen.
And he said that he's got concerns about groups sharing their extremist views.
I'm concerned as well.
And he thinks in the U.S. likely includes those that are emboldened by Trump's run and win. He thinks they're linking up and they may create right-wing terrorist cells.
Okay. Time out. Fucking George Soros. Fucking Steve Jobs. Oh, wait, you're dead. Sorry. Name some other rich libs. Get together, Elon Musk. Get together, form like the X-Men or some bullshit like that. We need Batman. Why don't we have Batman? Go kick their fucking asses.
He said, Herr Massen said, this is not purely a German phenomenon. The right extremist scene is networking on a European level. And in some cases, with connections in the United States.
Ah, wunderbar.
The past June, it says, this past June, the Verfassungsschutz released findings indicating far-right incidents of violence in Germany are increasing and increased an astounding 42% in 2015. So the same shit's happening over there. It's happening here.
Oh, shit, man. What the fuck?
And there's a few stories I've read out there that some people trace a lot of it internationally to Uncle Nipples.
Oh. What's going on, man?
He's trying to destabilize all the governments everywhere else, and NATO will go away,
right?
And he can rip his shirt off, oil up, hop on a bear, and ride in front of the tanks
get into Poland, right.
Into
somebody get him some ice
Ukraine,
cubes.
Yes. Into wherever the fuck he wants.
Sometimes I think, like, raising money for the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, that's all well and good, but maybe that money...
We should buy guns.
No, not us, not me. What am I going to do with a gun? I mean, really, I'm not very good. We need an elite force...
We'll go out shooting.
Listen to me. An elite force of motherfuckers to wipe these little cunts out of existence. What's wrong with that?
Well, the Verfassungsschutz is working on it.
No, he's of the government. See, these people in the FBI...
You want some vigilante group.
Yes, absolutely. Let's fuck them up, man. What's wrong with that?
Well,
I don't know. If they're altruistic...
That's every Marvel comic hero TV show.
Yeah, we need
Stan
Lee.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you guys don't watch them, almost every hero in the Marvel-verse on the TV shows is considered a vigilante and everybody hates them.
How great would it be to watch Luke Cage... Stroll into Maggiano's.
Not Nick Cage.
Luke Cage. No, Nick Cage. Who knows? Luke Cage.
The Marvel superhero.
Yes. He impenetrable to bullets.
Yeah.
He walks into Maggiano's and all these fuck sticks are Heil Hitlery and all that bullshit. He just starts kicking ass. pasta's flying everywhere. He ain't taking shit.
Yeah.
That would be great. Can't we have
but
that?
But they didn't attack him.
So what, man? You just tell him what to do. Hey, go beat up these fucking Nazis.
You're George Bushing it. You want a preemptive strike?
No, I am not. I am saving the fucking planet. I am altruistic, and I have the moral high ground. I have the moral fucking high ground. Let's go beat these fuckers.
As you send a killing machine in to take out Tila Tequila?
But what are we going to do? Well, wait for these fuckers to do the right thing? They're not going to do the right thing. They're
not. I mean, I'm not saying don't defend ourselves. I'm saying...
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, we don't have to start it, though. I mean, there's still ways that we can...
But don't you think, and I'm not trying to be an asshole, but don't you think they started it? They already started it.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying don't fight back.
Yeah.
We need people to step up.
Like Batman.
Like that Starbucks thing that we played. I mean, you know, that guy.
Yes.
Is a fucking asshole.
Right.
But everybody else in that, he was the only one, him and his stupid girlfriend that was with him. Everybody else in that Starbucks was telling him to shut the fuck up and get the hell out. And you shouldn't talk like that. And you're an asshole. And you're. So, I mean, there's still hope there, I guess.
But Batman could whisk him away and throw him in a dungeon. And we don't have to deal with this stupid ass anymore.
That's what they were worried about. That's Jade Helm shit.
Okay.
We want to be better than them.
I just want a strike force. Better than them. We are better than them. We're not fucking Nazis.
Right now, our main goal is to not be the ones thrown into the gulags.
Yes.
If we could avoid that and get back to the status quo.
Right.
Then we can work on convincing the more ignorant among us to stop voting against their own best interests.
Oh, I agree with you, I know, but they're so fucking stupid.
But, I mean, if some Nazi opens up some violence, I pull out your gun and stand your ground between the eyes.
An elite force.
Quickly. I mean, if that's the case, that's what these... assholes on the right have been waiting for. They want it to turn into fucking Deadwood.
Right.
Liberals can bring Deadwood.
Yeah. We need Hawkman.
And we don't abide by any rioting or anything like
that. No, not at all.
But then again, all these peaceful protests continue, and I haven't been seeing a lot of incidents of more rioting. Yet, if you look at Twitter or you look at Facebook, any conservative posting, the country is being burned by Negroes right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Burned to the ground.
Professional protesters.
Oh, yes. The riots. What about the riots that are happening?
It's impossible. I don't know. God, fuck this.
The hate crimes are soaring here already.
Oh, great.
And the Verfassungsschutz said they rose there. In Britain, they rose after the Brexit. These assholes get emboldened by these horrible nationalistic policies or these votes or these people that are elected.
But the Verfassungsschutz, don't they have more?
God very good. Very good.
Right. The Verfassungsschutz, they have a lot more leeway, right?
What? It's in your blood.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, it's not.
It's your heritage.
It's not my heritage. It's not my fucking heritage. I'm that other heritage, you know, I'm from the South, so I don't know. Listen, but can't the Verfassungsschutz, can't they kick more ass and do what they want to because there's all these like anti-hate speak laws and shit in Germany?
Sure, yeah.
They don't get to work, motherfuckers.
They don't have that freedom of speech shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
That we have here.
The Verfassungsschutz.
But I like the freedom of speech thing.
Yeah, for us.
No, for everybody.
No.
Look, we ain't the ones that take freedom of speech away. Orrin Schindler, who just dressed down the press for quoting him.
That's disgusting.
Is the one who's going to apparently try to crack down on freedom of press.
Crack.
Obviously throwing a massive hissy fit, thinking he can bully them.
Yeah.
That's all Bannon.
Right.
That is all Bannon.
Oh, absolutely.
When he's like, I'm going to be meeting with the media.
Oh, God.
Bannon's like, you stand up there and you tell them it's boss. You can't let them stand. Rip out your big balls and throw them on the table.
God damn it. Imagine
make everyone kiss each one.
Yeah. Well, two. God, imagine you worked all your life as a fucking journalist, and you're at this meeting, and you're listening to, looking at this little shit that inherited daddy's fucking money, was on a reality show. He's stupid. And you have to listen to him? That must be infuriating. Could you imagine?
Or Ivanka.
Oh, fuck me.
Any of them.
Right.
They're all equally as loathsome. I think Ivanka's the smartest one of the three.
Okay.
I mean, no offense to Tiffany. I always forget about her. Of the four.
Yeah, we don't know what she does.
In 2015, our hate crimes here increased 6%, with 57% of those against African Americans, with attacks on Muslims, 67% over the year prior. I wonder why.
We can't.
And
so horrible.
The evil un-American Southern Poverty Law Center has said the number of U.S.-based hate groups rose 14% in the single year between 2014 and 2015.
The number of hate groups rose. You know what I don't understand? Okay, say you're a bigoted white supremacist fucknut. And you look...
I'll try.
You're like, okay, I want to join a group to, I don't know, further my cause, to meet more people
like
me.
Make America great again.
Maybe I want to find a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You know what I mean? I want to find somebody to date that won't be totally horrified by my shit politics.
I want to swipe right on the right hood.
Oh, yes. Aren't there a shit ton of these groups anyway?
What do you mean?
Well, I just can't.
I don't think they're that huge.
But you got to form your own fucking group. That's what they said. Hey, the number of hate groups rose 14%. That means...
Well, people don't want to travel.
Oh, okay.
They're probably like, I've been driving an hour and a half to go to my Klan meeting, and now I found out I bumped into somebody at the Piggly Wiggly. I recognized his eyes from behind the hood. And I was like, Billy Ray? And
by
he
the
was
way,
like, Joe?
Yeah, that's all fantasy right there, because you think somebody in that part of the country, they can't find a hate group near them?
Well, that's true.
But somebody in Vermont is starting
a chapter
of the goddamn Klan, right?
Actually, no. Even in our society, they still were reduced to printing shit on little pieces of paper, throwing them in baggies lawns.
Candy.
But now they're
candy.
Emboldened enough to do that.
Yes.
There's still pathetic little earthworms that are crawling out from under the rock.
That's so
but
insane.
But they are emboldened. And if Schittler and Bannon and Reince and Giuliani and the cast of deplorables
there
had any real insight and really cared about the country,
right,
they would be repudiating absolutely all of these and
right
decrying absolutely all of these things.
Imagine,
but Trump is going after Hamilton and Saturday Night Live.
It's blowing my mind. Imagine if Obama, I mean, this is like, wait, this makes no sense. But imagine if a bunch of hate groups were coming out in support of Obama. Don't you think
BLM.
Right. That's not a hate group.
And the NAACP.
Yeah.
Jeff Sessions said they're un-American.
Oh, God. Fuck that guy. How is Jeff Sessions couldn't get nominated as a judge under Reagan?
Under Reagan.
So now he's going to be our attorney general?
Probably. He'll probably get approved. They say if he wasn't a senator already, that he might not, that he's a real nice guy. They say he's a really nice guy.
As long as
and everybody likes
white.
Him in the Senate.
Yes. White people love him.
Well, there aren't a lot of black senators right now. So Cory Booker.
Oh, man. Horrendous. Oh, yeah. Cory Booker's black.
Wait, is Cory Booker it?
No, I thought you were wondering.
No,
what
is he the only black senator?
I know not.
I think I need to look that up.
Tweet us at Crab Diving.
Certainly
if you're listening.
Not a Republican.
Oh, God, no.
So there you go. They're worried that now that these sad little Hitler wannabes,
it's disgusting,
in Germany are reaching out and touching the sad little Hitler wannabes in this country, who are now suddenly emboldened
yes
and empowered And some shit might be happening.
You know, man, you brought up Cory Booker and we were talking about like Hitler. I'm sorry, not Hitler. Twitter. And Schindler's
Dr. Freud?
Yeah, yeah. And Schindler's use of Twitter. You know, like Cory Booker's on social media all the time and he uses it for good. You ever see him on Facebook and Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he uses it as an instrument of good. I mean, you can use social media for good. Donald could be doing a lot of good with all his Twitter followers and stuff. But he's a fucking Nazi, so there's that. Hmm. Oh, well.
Over the weekend, it was a rough weekend for the Popo. There were four shootings of police officers that were on duty. One was killed, sadly.
Where was this?
We've got one in San Antonio,
Texas,
one in Missouri and one in Florida.
Okay.
The attacks on Sunday, which injured three other officers, led to the shooting death of a suspect, revived painful memories of blah, blah, blah. In San Antonio, a suspect was arrested for the killing of 50-year-old Officer Benjamin Marconi, who was shot as he sat in a squad car during a routine traffic stop.
Don't murder people.
The assailant stopped his car behind the police cruiser, walked up, shot the officer in the head through the window as he was writing a ticket.
Oh my God.
Brave motherfucker.
What an asshole.
The gunman then reached through the window and fired a second shot into the officer, got into his car and sped away. I think that guy they caught. The writing ain't great here, but there were a couple of different incidents. I think this guy, the suspect, I think they caught him.
But the other guys got away.
They say a suspect was arrested, but they're not naming him. I saw a picture of the dude.
Where'd this guy get a gun, by the way?
If this is the one that I'm thinking of, this guy looks like a fervent Second Amendment supporter.
Oh, okay.
Trump below.
And he's shooting cops.
He looks like an angry old white guy.
Oh, nice. We have too many of those, you know?
Also on Sunday, 46-year-old St. Louis police sergeant was shot in the face by someone in a car who pulled up along that officer's car at an intersection and then fled.
Yes.
He survived and is expected to survive.
Okay.
Fortunately. That suspect was later killed in a shootout after officers spotted the car. A third police officer was shot on Sunday during a traffic stop.
God damn it.
On Sanibel Island in Floridia.
Oh, wee wee.
Was not seriously hurt. He was treated for a shoulder wound.
God.
The suspect was apprehended at his home on an island off Fort Myers.
I tell you this much, I get shot in the shoulder and I read some article, some asshole wrote, and was like, not seriously injured. I'd be like, motherfucker, can we use serious? It's serious. I got a
bullet in my shoulder.
I got a bullet in my shoulder.
Serious. The fourth incident, Kansas City, Missouri. An officer was shot and wounded during a struggle with an armed suspect who tried to flee after a traffic stop.
Oh, my God.
That suspect was also killed.
Why are we so violent?
And investigators are actually determining whether the officer might have been accidentally shot by one of his colleagues.
Okay.
Might have taken a little bit of friendly fire.
You ever see those movies where there are two people fighting each other and they're like, you know, in fisticuffs and they're very close to each other. And then you see the guy's partner and they're trying to like, it's like, I don't have a clear shot. I don't have a clear shot. That to me always seems like impossible. Like, what would you do? Would you take the shot if you were the other guy with the gun?
Depends.
Yeah.
On the situation.
It's a tough call.
If you don't have the shot, you don't have the shot. it says about that one suspect showed up at police headquarters or something.
Okay.
They have surveillance video showing the suspect briefly entering police headquarters, asking a question of a desk clerk and then leaving. They don't know. They're trying to investigate and see what happened there.
Okay.
They don't have any immediate clues to the man's identity.
God, who the fuck is this guy?
So there you go. A rough weekend for the police.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, you know, it would be more over the Twitter if it was all black suspects.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think it is. Sure. I think it's maybe half
and
half.
They got to find these guys.
Like this. But the guy that killed the officer, I'm pretty sure is angry old white guy.
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably a safe bet. You know, it's always safe to go angry old white guy. I mean.
Well, I mean, you know, it's
what it is, dude.
The guys that ambushed the cops in Texas was black. I
okay.
mean, but it happens.
But it's mostly angry old white
but
guys.
But that doesn't mean that Black Lives Matter contracted the hit.
Yes.
Is what we're saying.
Right.
That the way the right conflates a single event or small number of events into, well, that's obviously what's happening everywhere.
God damn it. Don't you think?
One guy puts up, holds up a Rape Melania sign. He's pounced upon and decried by everybody on the left. Yet on the right, it starts trending because they're like, look, all the liberals want to rape Melania.
What do you think we need to do, man? You bring up Black Lives Matter. I mean, do you think as a people... I think we all need to get behind Black Lives Matter, and should that then be the movement to take Bannon out of the White House? You know what I mean? You know, through protests and shit like that. Is that where we should put our resources? Are they a good organization? I mean, I don't mean are they like I don't mean like altruistically good. I mean like are they well organized? I don't know.
Which one?
Black Lives Matter.
I don't know.
Should we give them an army? Is that what we should be doing? Should Elon Musk and all these... I'm for that. Silicon Valley and all you libs.
No,
raise an army for these guys.
Isn't that what happened... why Reagan signed the assault weapons ban was because the Black Panthers showed up at the Capitol open carrying, legally.
Yes.
But it was black people with big guns.
And I'm not kidding.
Then, well, it was a coincidence that shortly after that, Mr. Reagan... signed the assault weapons ban here in California.
Do we bring the Black Panthers back?
They are back.
No, I mean, they're back for real?
Well, they're here, yeah.
Maybe that's Batman for us. You know what I mean? Maybe they're the new Justice League.
So there we go. One, the suspect arrested, a couple dead. And I think one might still be out. They're still manhunting maybe, or they caught him. I don't know.
Man-hunting.
This isn't the greatest coverage right here. But,
right. Hey, give it up for all the guns we got floating around this country, by the way, huh?
That's what be going on. Pardon me?
Give it up for all the guns we've got floating around this country. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Somebody on our Twitter,
yes.
Tweet us at Crab Diving, responded. I was surprised. You gun sensed it up again on a story. We get 10 to 15 responses of what dumb libtards we are.
Oh, yes.
For that kind of stuff. We only got one.
Right.
And
it's about, I believe that one's about, oh, God, what's it? The czar of the NRA, that dickhead. We play a
La Pierre?
Win La Pierre.
Former poobah of the NRA?
Yeah, he thought Hillary was going to win, and he sent out a newsletter, you know, encouraging people to go stock up on weapons because President Clinton was surely coming for your fucking guns. But then Trump's in office. So now what? What's the NRA going to do now?
But this person responded, you said, don't forget to breathe, gun nuts. Trump ain't coming for your guns.
Yeah.
And then this person responded, we know we're get some rights back very soon. Because we won. What rights did you lose? What rights have they lost that they think they're going to be getting back?
What I would have said if we had more characters on Twitter, I would have said, Trump's not coming for your guns, and neither did Obama, and Hillary was not either.
Right.
No one's coming for your guns because, I don't know, you're just such babies about it. They're such children about their guns, man.
Well, even after Trump was elected, Wayne LaPierre's new funding drive and everything, he put out that video. Didn't we play part of it? Where it's now the rampaging blacks in the cities.
Sure.
You got to watch out for. It's not
right.
You got to go out and get those guns.
Why don't they pivot?
And Obama still has all those evil judges he put in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That hate the Second Amendment.
They should pivot to us, though. They should start appealing to libs and say, hey, listen, you guys need to buy guns because Bannon's going to fucking turn this country into a big giant gulag. Right. Don't you want to be able to fight back?
Seen a lot of that.
Right.
I saw somebody this morning who tweeted, I just bought my first gun. It was a woman. She's like, I just bought my first gun. I don't feel safe.
I know. She doesn't feel safe. But there are statistics and there are facts out there that say guns don't make you safe. In fact, it's the opposite. What do I know?
Right?
What do I know?
Here's today's life in Trumpistan.
Oh, yeah.
Audio that we've got. This lovely little scene took place in, I think, what part of the country did this take place?
I'm going to guess Alabama, Pat. I'm going to guess Alabama.
St. John's University? Is that Minnesota?
Oh, geez. I believe. I don't know.
I don't really have the state. It just says St. John's. I think St. John's is in Minnesota.
Okay.
Looking it up. St. John's is a Catholic university.
Perfect.
Oh, I lied. New York City.
Fuck you.
I'm thinking of a different St. John's.
Right.
So I guess this is New York. Oh, it says Queens. Duh.
Okay.
So a man named a professor who speaks Arabic was taking an Uber ride in Queens.
All right.
When he was talking to his driver, an Uber driver,
right,
who told him the story about how this other guy was yelling at him and yelling racial slurs.
Okay.
He said he had filmed it, and this professor said, ooh, can I share this?
Oh, shit.
So now it's out there.
Awesome.
This is a guy in a white, I don't know, suburban, you know, a big monster SUV with tinted windows.
Right.
He looks like, I'm going to describe him as an angry middle-aged white guy.
So it's a guy from another car yelling at Uber this driver.
Muslim Uber driver.
Right.
Who didn't even share it or anything. He just told him about it. He had filmed it once the guy started going nuts. And this professor finally was like, oh, you got to share this shit.
Yeah.
And now it's going out on the internet.
Oh, good. See, we got to see this shit so we can all be horrified.
Yeah, and shame these,
you know,
people, these pigs.
Arab terrorist.
Oh.
I don't care, bro. Video. You're a loser. You're not even from here, you.
Oh, see, now I'm totally disappointed they beat this.
You got to find the unbleeped version.
I got to find the other. Trump, I've got the transcript. Trump is the president, asshole. So you can kiss your fucking visas goodbye, scumbag. They'll deport you soon. Don't worry, you fucking terrorist.
Oh, God. You're not from here. Shit. And that's how a guy from here sounds.
Terrorist. I don't care, bro. Video. You're a loser. You don't even friend.
I don't care, bro. Video. I don't care, bro.
Oh, God. It's just a new. What was that show? Jersey Shore?
Subhuman. This representative of white culture is. I mean, really.
So
and this
it's
who's
disgusting.
Emboldened. He's in this big, giant SUV, so privileged, and he's flipping off the poor brown guy who's Ubering.
It's horrible.
You and your family, you terrorist.
Fuck you and your family, you terrorist piece of shit.
Do you all you want. You're an Arab. You're a loser. Sand. Exactly. Video. What is that going to do? What is that going to do? Trump is president. So you can kiss your visa goodbye.
Kiss your fucking visa goodbye. Trump is
President
now. He thinks he's gonna launch. This is obviously a legal immigrant,
right?
So he thinks this scum puddle,
yes,
thinks that legal immigrants should be launched out.
And this
too.
Guy's
you're
working.
Gonna lose your visa. You're gonna lose your visa.
And why, by the way, this quote unquote lousy immigrant is fucking working. He's fucking
right,
working,
right,
man.
So you can kiss. Bye, scumbag. They'll deport you soon. Don't worry, terrorist.
He'll deport you soon. Don't worry, you fucking terrorist.
He's not going to deport you. You know what's going to, you know, I guess the next thing we watch for is Trump will be president and he ain't going to make good on the wall and he's not going to deport all the Muslims. So, or, you know, he's not going to deport the Mexican, whatever he's going to fucking, none of that's going to happen because he won't be able to do it.
Right.
And what will that guy do when it doesn't happen? What will that idiot from Jersey do? From Queens or whatever.
In Queens. I don't know where
he's
that
guy is. He's going to lose his mind.
He sounded Boston-y.
Don't you think that guy's going to lose his mind when Trump doesn't make good on all his shitty racist promises? What's going to happen?
Oh, right.
These guys are going to lose their
fucking
balls.
And what about the 20 million who are going to lose their overtime?
They're going to have less money. And all, and there's still going to be brown people in the country. They're going to be so pissed off. Tila Tequila is going to be disillusioned.
No.
Terrorist.
No, it's not. Yeah. I'm trying to find the uncensored version. I don't know. I don't think it's happening.
Oh, well. Well, that guy's a piece of shit.
Right.
Congratulations, dickhead.
But again, that magic word.
Yes.
Trump.
Right.
What are all these sad little insecure little pencil-dicked marble bald man babies? What are they all, what magic power word are they all wielding with their little
Trump
temper tantrums?
Oh, yes. Trump.
Starbucks guy.
Trump.
Trump. Trump. Trump won. Trump. This guy. Trump's the president.
I love that his testicles are marbleized. My sack has been marbleized.
Marble-sized.
Oh, marble-sized. Oh, marble-sized. Damn it. I was thinking about marble, you know, like marbleizing, you know, that art form where you take a surface.
You paint cracks on it and shit to make it look like it's
marble. You marbleize it. By the way, my middle brother is into this. It's his thing. He's a marble fetishist. Just kidding. What's that? Marbleized.
So there you go. Today in Trumpistan.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies.
Yeah, yeah. Say goodbye to that song.
I've also here on the big show, don't forget, if you're going to buy shit through Amazon, ladies and gentlemen, this holiday season.
Yes.
You can buy it through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
We get paid.
It don't cost you shit.
I have a story here. That if I can find it.
Yes. Oh, by the way, shout out to Chrissy Teigen.
Who?
Chrissy Teigen, supermodel.
Oh, the supermodel?
She called Trump a piece of shit.
She did. Good Green Day.
Yeah.
Also on our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, man.
The people on our Facebook page are in full support of Green Day on the American Music Awards. Saying, I don't think they said fuck Trump on the awards, did they? But they definitely said
it was great.
No fascism or right. Something like that.
And I, by the way, I'm going to offer an apology to Green Day because many times I have bitched about you guys saying, what's punk rock about you? You had a musical made of your album.
When did you become all punk rock?
I love punk rock, but how punk rock is it to have your music turned into a Broadway
musical?
Well,
by the definition, if you have any success at all, you're no longer punk rock.
Well,
that's the problem that many of these punk rock bands have faced when they become famous.
But a Broadway musical by definition, your fucking album, man, that's ABBA shit. Well, that's Disney shit.
No, you're shitting on...
But I'm recanting.
You're acquiescing to the Disneyfication of Broadway.
But that's the worst thing ever.
Right.
The Disneyfication of Broadway totally blows.
That's why we need Hamilton. That's why
right.
we need shit.
Right,
we need
right.
more shit like that.
I'm just saying, but
Rent.
I'm apologizing.
They went nuts about Rent because
right.
it was about people, like, it was treating people with AIDS like humans.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Gay people and shit.
I just, you know, in the past, they say it's kind of a pussy move to have your album turned into a Broadway musical if you're a punk band. And for that, I apologize. I was insensitive and I'm a dickhead.
Yeah. I apologize. The Pope, speaking of apologizing, apparently you can go vacuum that little patch of cells out of your womb.
Oh, thank you.
And if you go to your local drive-through confessional,
okay,
now your local priest is okay to absolve you.
Oh, thanks.
Even after I wasn't even aware this was going on, Ryan. Did you know that this year is like a special year of holiness or some shit? The Pope cast a special spell, apparently.
Right.
And everybody this year, he declared this year the year of whatever. Year of mercy, they called it. Special dispensation was granted last year for the duration of the year of mercy, which ended last Sunday. Apparently they don't go by the, you know, this is religious shit. They don't have to go by our stupid calendars.
Right.
The year of mercy ended last Sunday, but the priest, the Pope said, apparently last year,
yes,
you could get like a 2-for-1 sale or a coupon or something.
Ooh.
Get out of hell free.
Perfect.
Even if you've killed your baby that so was now, in your womb.
So now if I have to have an abortion because of whatever, I won't roast in the eternal flames of fucking hell.
Well, I wasn't, even as a former Catholic, and I mean 12 years of that shit of Catholic school, I didn't know that the priests didn't have that high level spell to absolve women of killing their babies. I just assumed that any priest could absolve of anything.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that there was a certain level of sin that this was. It used to be only the bishops.
Right.
You used to, if you got your baby chopped up and sucked out of you,
yes,
you used to have to.
Not in that order.
Go visit the. Well, a DNC is a. DNC is a dilation and couturage, which means they dissect the. Fetal tissue while it's inside and then hoover it out.
You order that at Maggiano's.
But so it's the opposite.
Oh, is it?
It's already chopped shop. It's already a chop shop. It's an inside chop shop.
Okay. Jeez. Science is amazing. But God says that's okay now.
Well, no, it's still untoward.
Right.
But now, because apparently
The Pope
spread his magic around and said for the year of mercy, they let all priests, not just bishops, absolve the sin of abortion.
Okay.
Again, I wasn't aware that only the bishops could do that.
How stupid.
I don't know. I the priest tried to absolve me and he was sweating and everything and he just couldn't handle it.
I can't do
it. I'm not a bishop. I don't have the power. Seriously,
so
why,
stupid.
What do bishop? What kind of special spells do bishops get?
Oh, I don't know.
When you become a bishop,
invisibility. Can they fly?
I don't know.
Vision out of the eyeballs. Anything cool? God, what a shitty superpower! You can absolve someone of something. God, that sucks. I want to see through walls or something.
Well,
I want to shoot flames out of my fucking fingers.
You also diddler shuffling.
Oh, yeah. That's quite.
Is a.
Yeah, but that's a spreadsheet.
You have like the Underground Railroad of pedophiles.
Could you imagine that's your job? You're in charge of the great spreadsheet of diddlers.
So. So they had this year of mercy in which he said, yay, all right, every priest, for some reason this year, is going to have the special magic.
I love it.
And be able to absolve.
Ooh.
But on last Sunday, the magic expires.
What?
This was the logic that they had. Well, now he said, I've decided that all priests now
so stupid
can have the special magic to absolve
God
you of
it.
The sin.
Dude.
Of abortion.
I just want to take some of these sky god fuckers aside and say, hey, what won't you believe in? Where's the line?
So now...
I don't understand.
But it doesn't really mean all that much. And also...
No, it doesn't!
But get this. United States priests...
Yes?
Apparently are more magical than priests in other countries.
Duh.
Because United States priests have been doing it anyway.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean?
They've been absolving you of an abortion?
Absolving the fuck out of it.
Jeez.
So this edict only applies to like the rest of the world and shit.
It's so stupid.
But Twitter is losing its mind.
Hoogity boogity.
Right wing Twitter. Losing their fucking mind. I saw one tweet where the guy is like, who does this fucking asshole think he is?
Yeah.
The Pope. Who does this fucking asshole?
Listen, at Vile Experience.
No, obviously, these are Protestants.
But if
who
you
are
believe.
Destined to roast in hell.
Yes. If you believe in God, then I would say the same thing. How do you fucking know it's okay all of a sudden? Get a weird hat on.
Well, it's all ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. It's all fucking stupid. But how does he know? I mean, I need the Pope to explain this to me.
Well, he wanted in his screed. He said, I wish to reinstate as fer. Oh, wait, that's Italian. He's Argentinian.
Oh, yes.
I wish to reinstate. I don't know. I can't do an Argentinian. I wish to reinstate as firmly as I can that abortion is a grave sin since it puts to end an innocent life.
Sad.
In the same way, however, I can and must state that there is no sin that God's mercy cannot reach and wipe away.
What about butt sex?
It has a nice little aloe cream on it.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah,
it gets
rid of the dingleberries. No sin God's mercy cannot reach and wipe away when it finds a repentant heart seeking to be reconciled with the Father. So they're saying, he's saying...
You got to feel bad about
right.
it. You got to feel
that
bad about
no
your
sin,
abortion.
That there's no sin that if you're really, truly repentant about, that you can't go and nuzzle up to the taint of the Lord when you die.
Hey, Pope, I don't mean to sound like a dick or anything. Who the fuck do you think isn't sad they got an abortion? You know what I mean? Like, do you think people are happy about it?
Right, but also they're going to roast in the fires of hell for eternity for it. And now...
Now they won't.
You can go get that spell and you won't have to.
What a load off my mind.
But you have to be like really sorry.
Oh, you have to be really not just sorry.
Repentant.
Oh, yes. Really sorry. Is that the definition of repentant?
Sorry.
Are you sorry? Are you super sorry?
I'm repentant.
You better be super sorry. You're going to burn in hell, stupid.
May every priest therefore be a guide, support, and comfort to penitents on this journey of special reconciliation.
Relax with telling these priests to be more comfortable with their parishioners, okay?
Well, these are women, so.
Oh, yeah.
Getting abortions.
Oh, yes. Gross.
Although our priest.
Yes.
Was diddling.
Right.
A woman. He had the scandal in my parish growing up was that the parish priest had a mistress that he had a summer house up in Minnesota and like she lived there. He would ship off on the weekends and go fuck his mistress and come back and be all priesty.
Don't they do that in England or not England, Europe, Italy all the time? Don't the priests have side bitches?
The real priests?
Yes.
Some of them maybe.
Okay.
They should just let them get married. It's just beyond ridiculous. If there are certain groups or certain sects that want to be all pristine and have their penises never be touched by anybody, then that's fine.
Right.
If you, for some reason, feel that you're going to get more magic out of it by abstaining, okay. But, I mean, to have the entire... clergy having no genital touching allowed.
Oh yeah,
is ridiculous.
It's all
and
stupid.
They don't follow it.
I
think we've discovered that many of them don't follow it and are turned to untowardedness.
Yes,
if you just fucking allow them. Plus, I mean, just from the advice thing, people go to these guys for advice. Why would you go to a 70-year-old bachelor for marital advice?
I don't know. It's so fucking, you might as well though. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, if you know, if they've been trained in counseling and shit, that's one thing, but that ain't the case.
No,
not every priest is a trained psychological counselor just because they throw on that collar.
How's a priest going to make two people that are so tired of listening to each other tell the same fucking stories over and over again? How's it going to help them rekindle their quote unquote fire, passion?
I played tennis with a priest that was an accountant.
He was a priest and an accountant.
When he put the collar on and did the magic spell, laying on the ground and shit, he then went off to some Catholic grad school and got a degree in accounting and worked for the archdiocese as an accountant.
Okay.
So that's, you don't go to him with, oh my God, I'm irritated about my husband cutting his toenails at dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It makes me want to stab him in the fucking face.
So, you know, it's just such a bizarre.
It is bizarre. Well,
it's not the Middle Ages anymore. We have professionals now. I guess back in the day when there was nobody else, if you're a peasant and there's nobody to go to with your issues, I guess if that's all you got, you go for spiritual advice and stuff like that. But this ain't 1460 anymore.
Wait a second. What if you're currently roasting in hell because you had an abortion years ago? Or whatever. You're dead. You had an abortion. Now you're in hell. Is it retroactive?
No, sorry.
Why? It's not retroactive.
Well, not now. Back in the old, I think, indulgences days, you could... Couldn't you
buy your way out?
Couldn't you buy a dead relative out of hell?
Oh, that's right. God damn it.
Isn't that what indulgences were?
These fucking Catholics, man. Crooks.
It's
the whole business. What a sham.
An interesting deal.
Oh, yeah.
No snake waving.
At least you won't get bit. Yeah, that's crazy.
There you go. On the right, they're losing their tiny little minds. Who does he think he is? He wants to kill babies. He's a socialist.
Oh, yes.
I saw in some tweets, people be done losing their minds.
Relax, everybody. It's fine. Oh, by the way.
Pontifex, not my pope. I just saw one. You got it wrong, pal. We will resist you. So apparently some loony Catholics are Viva la Resistance.
It's like these people are so fucking stupid. They're getting mad because the Pope said, hey, if you got an abortion, we can now absolve you of that. How does this make anybody's day
But
any
they have been able
different?
To.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's not like all of a sudden he said, hey, everyone, we're going to hand out abortions with the Christ cookie.
Right.
Open your mouth, open your legs.
See, that is going to make communion so much longer.
Or... A little of that RU486 on the tongue instead of the, or whatever that shit is that you eat, the pills that they have now that you take in the first trimester. You don't even have to have any kind of surgical intervention.
All right.
And maybe
how great.
They'll give that out.
Yeah.
The abortion pill of Christ.
Hmm.
Amen.
Right. But hey, by the way, November 20th was Transgender Day of Remembrance. That was yesterday.
And when?
It's an annual observance on November 20th that honors the memory of those whose lives were lost in acts of anti-transgender violence.
There you go.
Trans life matters, motherfuckers.
We raise our glasses to those fallen to horrible assholes.
Yes, and fuck you, Pence, and fuck you, Trump, you fucking bigots.
Probably much of it done in the name of their Jesus.
Oh, sure.
One of the Pope Francis. Oh, but carry on bumming choir boys.
Right. Yeah. Wait, see, now we're getting into some dangerous territory. So if you can absolve people of this abortion shit, can you absolve them of this buggering of children? Or could you do that before?
Pope Francis laughingly announces he extends priests the power to forgive abortions. Now the end times begin.
Dun, dun, dun!
There we go.
Does it really? Are we in end times?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
shit.
I don't know.
Right.
I wouldn't have said that before November 8th, but now I might be starting to concur with the religiosity type people.
Why? Because you think it's all so bad it's the apocalypse or something?
I'm kidding. I don't believe in that shit.
Hyperbole.
But I think it's bad. I think it'll be the apocalypse.
Oh,
I don't
think
horsemen are going to ride in. I think it's the potential for some really shit-tastic stuff coming our way.
Yummy.
Hopefully we'll be able to avoid that. Hopefully sane.
Hopefully.
The sane voices and the sane ones.
The chief strategist to the president is a fucking Nazi. So whatever.
We said hope. Yeah. But, you know, maybe. listen to Crab Diving. We'll be doing this again.
We're fucked.
Tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're here every goddamn weekday at those times. Then we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, SoundCloud, and crabdiving.com. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here, buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon and follow all of our social medias and share the show and shit. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed. and his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
It's going down the tubers.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.